Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody. We made it through another weekend. So you know what that means. You get a chance to free your mind on Free Your Mind Monday with the Dry Bones Connection.
My people.
Yeah.
My people.
Yeah.
The foundation of the United States rests on the sweat of my people.
Lena Horne, Nancy Rose,
Information. I had a good time. I don't care what nobody say. I'm able to balance this, have fun, and understand what's going on in this wonderful world that has been given to us by the ancestors. Unless we pollute it, it'll be our fault. So, good evening, everybody. And it's Monday night. It's for your mind. All y'all get to bring up your own subjects. I do have a slight bit I want to go through that I want to hit before I bring people in, and I'm going to bring you in quickly because, you know, we're going to have a good time tonight. Before we do everything, you know we got to do everything by the spirit of Maya. So when people say, well, are you spiritual? Dry Bone Connection is esoterically involved with our spirituality. I was just listening to my sister, Gnosis Cardia, that sister in Goni Show, and she got it. She had a beautiful illustration of a woman talking about what we are going through. And we've got a program system that we don't want to face, but we have programmed ourselves. And like I said before, we gave a show, and she's know well about it, systematic scientific management. And we got to break out of it, y'all. We got to break out of it. But in order to break out of it, we got to come back to what was true to us from the ancients, and that is truth. We can't go nowhere unless we're going to tell the truth on ourselves as well. We cannot be perpetrating like we are just totally good and didn't have no problems. We wouldn't have this problem of where we're going through if we would accept some, you know, some truth about what has taken place. Justice. Justice does not be, is not given to you. It has to be taken. So understand that. Harmony. My brother, Dr. Needy Fuller, said it. Right now, we are in discord. Out of one harmony, you have discord. We are in discord. We got to break out of it and go back to the principle of harmony. Balance. We are out of balance, everybody. The sister I was listening to on the Gnosis Cardia show said that we're out of balance with the universe, our frequencies. Even a small group of people with the right frequency can make big moves because we are in tune. We are not in discord. Reciprocity. You got to treat each other like we need to be treated. We treat each other very hostile. Order. It's not about the new world order. It's about our order. Our order that came from the East, sitting in those beautiful pyramids, was made in perfect order. And what that brings is a righteous structure, which is considered what is seen by our ancestors. Our structures today, let's face it, y'all, we are having so many problems that we need to bust out of them, and it's our fault. I'm going to tell you straight up, because what is going on tonight? We got the news of so much. I'm going to get this out of the way. Hidden Colors, that'll be Thursday, June 26th, 2014, 5 o'clock, Hidden Colors 3, the screening is here in Miami Gardens. For more information, go to Movement Change, and Movement for Change, excuse me, Movement for Change, and get tickets if possible and go to the Betty Ferguson Theater room. I hope we have a good debate about that when this show is over. We get to get some people who go call into the show. Let us know, including myself. Let's have some stuff because this history is very serious. History has programming capabilities, everybody. It can program you either good or bad, even if it's in blackface. Understand that. Even in blackface, it can do you good or bad. But here's a story, y'all. I got it on here. People, go check this out. Remember when we was having people say, the European Royals, I don't even want to call them by their names, is killing naked children for the fun of human hunting parties. I thought it was outrageous, but then I realized, wait a minute. They had found somebody dead over there not too long ago, just laying out there in Buckingham Palace. We are seeing human trafficking at an all-time high. You click on that, please, and go to our website. You will see more about this. It'll be unreal. It is very interesting. It came from the Barrett News, which was the one that had some information about Obama, that he came up not feeling too good the next morning, and you know the rest. And so this is a serious story. I want y'all to click on that one. We got to talk about that. It's actually stating, and when we get into it, I'm going to have my sister read some of this. Then our other one I want to get into with y'all, there's been reports, because everybody has this thing that this is not happening. It's progressional, y'all. They are bringing in the UN vehicles. They're being transported through Alabama and Georgia. Now, anybody who knows a lot of stuff about what's going on, understand a lot of road construction is being done over this whole country. The infrastructure, they're spending billions of dollars for this new infrastructure. Now, granted, makes the road look good, but they're making bridges extra sturdy for sometimes a good reason. But there's actual reports that they're being used for heavy equipment. Now, we'll get into that and what, when, why, and why would that be? And why would the Royals? Now, that Royals thing I talked about goes along with this movie coming up, everybody, called The Purge. The Purge 2. Now, I told everybody, and when I learned it, I had to spread it. That's because I feel good when I do it. I don't get, you know, my reality is not based off fiat money. My reality is based off energy I receive when people feel good about hearing truth. I don't have to be holding anything or making you, you know, want to give me money for stuff. Because many who know me know I don't really even ask half the time. Unless you want to, unless I have something for you for sale, then that's understandable. Most of the time I give this stuff out, DVDs, magazines, you name it. And to find out that this movie called The Purge 2, the final trailer of the movie, Purge 2, punch it in, has rich people preparing to kill those who were left through the purge. Now, that movie is based off giving Americans 12 hours to totally go into anarchy. Remember I told you about that government? It's funny how I said that a couple of weeks ago, anarchy would be the government for those who want to not have government. Understand that. Our people have government. We had government, so let's not go into anarchy. Anarchy means uncivilized. So let's not have them get us to be that. Remember, Dr. Sheikh Diyat wrote a book, said, Civilization to Barbarism. We haven't read the second book, which means barbarism into civilization, because we're in barbarism right now. Anytime people will eat kids, and you need to go on there, you need to see that. Then we're going to get into this marijuana game, because this marijuana game, hey, we find out marijuana got all kind of problems. Y'all know it, growing food, growing this, rope, clothing. Is it on the comeback? Can we make an industry? Will it be factories that would create jobs if we would go into hemp? That's on Dry Bones Connects as well. And then one of the most freakiest things out, we found out that Homeland Security, one of my brothers sent me this, all these are actually articles from our team of researchers who are finding things and giving them up, and we feel that these are worthy topics. Homeland Security may seize your bank account without a warrant. Now, I can take this so many places, but I'm going to be nice. If Homeland Security can seize your bank account, and they're about to put the new law in July the 1st, which will get those in the private who got a bank account over See, that's the private, y'all. When you are overseas and don't have, you got these accounts that they're not connected to over here, that's really private. Now they're putting in laws to go get that. And so we ought to take a look at this one. I got the link up, so everything is on here tonight. Has a link so y'all can get the actual information. I think it's very worthy of looking at this, because if we don't get control of it, it's going to be unreal for everybody. And the last one that I'm going to kick around is I put on an interactive land map that shows America. Now, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I want to keep going. How America's corporation, Virginia Tech Corporation, how they were able to take 1.5 billion acres of land. It's an interactive map. Just click from the beginning and watch it go to present. And you tell me, anybody can believe a treaty. Please, you tell me after watching this interactive time-lapse show showing you how much land was taken. Call in and tell me how much a treaty is worth. And you'll show you the little reservations that the Indians or Native, Indigenous, whatever you want to call them, don't have. And actually, there was no information about the Wichita. It was totally gone. If you look at this map. Now, I'm not against anything, but I just want to get people to understand this is serious. This is serious. This is very serious. So I'm through. I did my ranting. I did my raving. I hope y'all come up with some good questions, some good answers. This is going to be between y'all, the listeners. Get in on this at, you know what, hitting the number one button. That will put you in the chamber, and you'll be able to discuss these things. But we got people online, and I'm going to take them, bring them on in. I got 8557. I got 81877. I got 8848. I'm glad y'all on the line. Thank y'all for connecting with OE Dry Bones. I just said a few things. I'm going to be going in and out tonight talking about a few things myself. But y'all hit that. Y'all heard what was that out there. I wish y'all clicked that link. I hope, Sister Akilah, you got the links up so you can actually read some of the actual links that I put under that for the Europeans killing naked baby children for the fun. You can find that from going on there, but if you can't, don't worry. It's in the email. Check your email and let me know. But go ahead, the rest of y'all. Tell me how y'all feel. Thank y'all for listening. Appreciate y'all, because, of course, can't have no show without y'all listening. Go ahead, brother. How you feel tonight?
Hey, greetings, Brother Jabro, and thanks again for having me as a guest. Well, you know, I think that here next month, as you mentioned, the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, for which many of are a lot of wealthy individuals or corporations that have, you know, for so many decades have utilized the safe havens of offshore jurisdictions, the Cayman Islands, Nieves, Barbados, Switzerland, these other foreign jurisdictions that offer American taxpayers or an American corporations the ability to open accounts through shell companies and things like that, and through trust to keep their money safe, pretty much away from the prying eyes of the IRS. And so the government has created the Foreign Accounts Tax Compliance Act to tax those accounts, to help to hold all those people, all those individuals that have benefited and from not paying taxes on all of their wealth and all the assets. The chickens have come home to roost, so nobody is escaping anymore. The idea the perception that, well, I can just, you know, I can create a trust and have my money or my wealth or my assets in the name of a trust, those days are over, you know. The people that are still believing that or propagating that type of information, they didn't get the memo. So,
yeah, it's gonna be serious. When you say that, you know, get the memo. Go ahead.
So it's just, you know, individuals who have historically evaded paying taxes, I guarantee you, when they turn 65 and it comes time to apply for Social Security, those will be the main individuals down at the Social Security Administration applying for Social Security, trying to get that check.
Before you go further, I always thought Social Security, and that's what I was told, could be misconception. Hope y'all aren't here listening. Set some people straight tonight so we can get this thing going. We always wanted to know that's our money. So I'm kind of confused when you tell us that I want my Social Security if it's due to me. That's what I'm hearing. It should be due to me. So what I'm noticing now, and I'm sure y'all are as well, they're not almost like telling us we ain't going to have it. I mean, do you see that where they're telling us? I'm going to tell the worker, you may not have Social Security. What do you think about that?
I think that's a misconception. You know, it is a popular belief that eventually, you know, the Social Security Trust Fund will be depleted, or those funds that are taken out of your check voluntarily. That are taken out of your wages that you pay into the Social Security Trust Fund. By the time, you know, certainly, I'm a Generation X, you know, I was born in 72, but by the time we reach the age of retirement, there won't be any Social Security Trust Fund available. And I disagree with that, you know, for several
reasons. You disagree?
Several
reasons. Why? Okay, go ahead. Give me a reason. Give me a reason. I'm going to bring somebody else in. Give me a reason right quick.
You know, the financial system, the international banking system, the Federal Reserve system itself, we're not, you know, just taxpayers. We are a part of it, but at the same time, money will always be here. The creation of money, and whether people think it's of a Federal Reserve system as a fiat currency system, the financial system will always be here. It'll always be intact because you always have to have, in my opinion, those people that pay into the system. I mean, those people that actually make the cycle of money recreate and replenish itself. So it won't be totally abolished,
right,
in my opinion. You know, I don't think the perception that we're going to go to a one world currency and the dollar is going to collapse. In my opinion, that's a lot of hype, a lot of hysteria. It's going to be there.
So hold on.
The dollar will be a part of the global currency.
Okay, so let me just say this: people who don't realize that the global system is based off speculation. Okay, so we got a lot of people making these false speculations. Matter of fact, the Rothschild family, if you watch the Rothschild movie in black and white with Boris Karloff, everybody, just go to YouTube and put in the Rothschild. You'll see the old black and white. The whole story was based off him lying and with the royals to say that Napoleon had lost the war, had won the war, and everybody was betting their money. And so they knew they were lying because they had information ahead of time. So that's why people become like inside traders. So basically, it's a scam any way it goes for the elite, so to speak. Now, let me get somebody else in here, and we're going to keep this happening. I'm going to go to Top. You don't have to go on that subject, but just free your mind. And 8848, what you got to say, what you want to comment on, you got something totally different. Kick it like you want.
Thank you. Good evening. And, I've been concentrating in reference to Brazil. So
okay.
I've been, you know, all these, just like you said, dry bones, you know, I have seen and observed for a while the infrastructure of everything that's being constructed around us, you know, the highways, the way that they have laid off all these, you know, toll clerks. And, you know, here in Miami, at least with the Sun Pass being, you know, main focus, but everywhere you turn around, there's construction, and people think that it's to beautify and it's to evolve the city, but I see it as something as when, excuse my language, when the shit hits the fan, you know, these roads are going to be built just perfect so that, you know, the ones that will come through to oppress the people, they will bring us into those stadiums, like the Marlin Stadium, which, you know, a friend of mine told me.
Well, let's say this.
That
before you go to that, mm-hmm. the Marlin Stadium, what you're saying that, now, let's look at it on a bigger picture. Let's go a little further with that. Okay, the construction's not here yet. Of course, you do have to use the toll a little bit more. That's because you're paying other people, other entities, other corporations, because according to that land grab that I showed you, that everybody should look, all that land's gone. So they sold it for them to make money off of it for so the supposed debt that they are perpetrating. So basically what you're saying, you see the Brazil, where do you see that Brazil combination with what's going on with what the governments are doing as far as what the infrastructure? What you saying, Brazil is doing the same thing?
The Brazil is doing the same thing. All these stadiums being built. You know, I thought of, like you had mentioned last week, Wednesday, you had mentioned, you know, about the stadium being in Brazil being built like for a prison type of format for the people. And
right.
I had thought about that. I had thought about that. I just kept it inside. And I had thought about that because it's something that's global. And it's something that's moving into, you know, oneness.
Well,
so,
that's what we're trying to figure out. Where is it going? Because if that's the case, okay, brother said that he don't think they're going to take the money out. He thinks it's going to be a current thing. So maybe that could be true because I know they are able to fabricate a lot of things based off Hollywood. So let's just say, for instance, they are fabricating. Then it's up to those of us who are aware of that to say to ourselves first, like I've heard on Sister Cardia's show, Notice Cardia, you know, I ain't going to be able to save everybody. So get that in your mind, everybody. You ain't going to be able to save everybody, but you are conscious enough to know that you can save those around or who's going to be around. So this is where we at with this, because we're coming to a forefront where economies are going to change. I want the brother and sister, all you on here want to get on, please hit the number one because we want to hear from you tonight. We got a lot of changes coming up for the new election. We got people who are wanting to come up with new forms. The Tea Party is now formulating bigger than ever. I think it behooves us as smart people to see and sit amongst them like they used to do in the old days, since I'd like to bring up what Marcus Garvey and all them. We met with the Klan, and so did Elijah Muhammad and all them met with the Klan. So, you know, we have to be aware of what they're going to be about as well. So let me bring my sister here. How you doing? 1-877. Did you find that for me?
I need a couple more minutes, please.
I'll give you a couple more minutes because I want you to read that once you find it. And I want y'all views on that. Let me see now. Let me ask a few other questions to everybody out here. People need to realize that every one of you have an answer to play in this. I listen to different shows. I don't have every answer, but I have what I see to be a factual base based on what I've been told and learned and studied myself as well to make sure it's confirmed. There are shows that do have information for whatever frame that you might be in, especially according to even the shows we had with Credit Man. Credit Man did some excellent shows about how to fix credit. We had Sister Akila on here about foreclosures. We had Brother Sharif on here. I think Brother Sharif's show is a very good show to go on. Even if you don't want to act, listen. They are very, I give very proper props to do. They tell you exactly what needs to be said. And, you know, they ain't sugarcoating with a lot of stuff either. So I think that's something I see a lot of what Sister Gnosis Cardia says, because if you want to just listen, she puts a lot of Mark Passio, some of the most leading people out there, talking about this. And then we just need to be ourselves. Come on here. Y'all are very, very knowledgeable people. Sometimes we don't have to bring people out of town to be able to get our point across, because many of our people already know that already, We just have to utilize what we have here. So I think most of the people I have on here being regular old good old people who are looking in search of knowledge and freedom of their own mind to carry on. So I have no problem bringing on people who may not be on YouTube. He may not be on the bestseller list. But guess what? If you got something to bring that's factual, knowledgeable to the bones, so the bones can get some nourishment, because we are in a serious time, y'all. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat a lot of this stuff to you, because there's no need. My point is this. I read a lot of law as well. I really do. And sometimes it's ancient, and it's one called the ancient right of discovery. And let me just get into this for a minute, because the ancient right of discovery has not ceased. This is what they brought over from there to the West. Whatever they found was theirs. That's what they said. They got the Pope in on this. They got the QV Trust, the triple crown that the Pope wear. That's the trust. I hope y'all look this up. They wearing the jewels to let you know what they're doing. They also are in one of the biggest land grabs in the history of the world. I mean, it's not made up. So eventually, regardless of what some of us may believe, we all are going to be affected by these policies, whether your faith, your creed, your color, because they come in with something that's unbelievable. It has a mythological proportion, if you don't understand where I'm coming from, yet it's not bigger than us. It is the Wizard of Oz. The curtain is being pulled by the Dog Star. Our atmosphere, I'm going to get into a little bit of that later on, but we are going to talk about what we need to talk about, because you're going to be seeing events. The Muslim world, all this talk about going to war. Are they really going to war? Is this a psyop by using another Al-Qaeda? But there are killing in the regions of where the resources at. And then in order to clear the region, they have to use warfare. Y'all know that, because it hasn't hit us yet. I mean, believe it or not, let me take that back. It has hit us. It's been hitting us for over 400 years. It's been hitting us hard. Let me rephrase that. I'm wrong. It has been hitting us pretty hard. I mean, we to the point where we are not even noticing that they have stole the whole United States Corporation is no longer under the hands. That's why the Patriots, and you listen to these other groups, are recalling themselves, they want the country back. What does that mean? Let me go to this brother here who called. You either give us your own mind or comment on the mind that you've been hearing, or you can just give us a solution. That's going to be 0639.
Hey, Dry Bones. How you doing this evening?
Oh, yes, sister. How you feel?
I'm good. I was going to ask you a question, but then you answered it before, because you said you were talking about the land grab, and I was going to ask the question about, well, what about the fact that the Pope already claims to own the whole planet and every living thing on it, you know, with the Sesecuvi Trust and with the birth certificates, and the Vatican wrote these writs or whatever they're called on baby skin and all that kind of stuff, you know. But you kind of answered my question already when you said, you know, that it's mind ops, like what's going on in the Middle East. Are they really going to war? Are they playing, you know, with our mind?
A psyop. They're doing what I consider a psyop, but you know, I got all the energy. I listened to your show the other day when you was having all this on. To get myself prepared tonight. I said, let me listen to what she was talking about. So I listened on there, and I was hearing the same thing. She was talking about programming, how we are putting other people's reality. We'd rather watch somebody's reality TV show, live through other people instead of using your reality to bring yourself out. These are done through science, high science. I mean, you know, this is done on a level that is totally dangerous. And so what I'm seeing is the Pope, and y'all get on this in here, y'all the lines are open. The Pope, in my opinion, seems to be running a lot of these shots over here, and the people don't see it. I can understand why they don't see it, but in my opinion, you know, what we do here, what you do is try to open people's minds, their soul, and their hearts to see this. So we don't try to hurt people's feelings, but there is a time. If you do believe in your book, say, it's a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to see. It's a time, y'all, because when I start to see the land they took, and when y'all go on that interactive, please go on that interactive land grab. It is unbelievable because that is done throughout this whole time. We had the Libra codes. All these, sisters, you help me out with some of the sisters going, I know you know some law, Brother Sean, y'all know. Look at the law that these people broke after signing treaties. That's why I have a problem with all this signing stuff, because the paperwork is coming from the people that just stole the stuff. If you understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I think I do. And yeah, I agree with you 100% that the system is so corrupt now that, you know, but there are people that win their cases, see. They don't publicize that. So it appears that it's worthless, it's just a waste of time. But there's lots of people that are winning their cases. There are judges that are doing the right thing. Some of them are getting killed, like Judge May and others,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But there are still some that have the courage to do the right thing, and there's lots of them that are. And I really think that the sister was on something tonight because, see, there's more of us than there are them, and when we remember who we are, it's not all about them. It's about us because it's the bottom of the pyramid that's holding the whole PSYOP up. So when we wake up and recognize and take our power back and own it, you know, then we
but
don't
she
have
did
to.
Say,
pardon
but
me?
She did say that. I was listening to her. She was saying that the people are not all unconscious. That's what makes it harder to.
Well, but I'm not. But I'm not going there. I'm not. I can't speak for the people that aren't conscious. I'm not going to wait.
What I should say was
you don't have to wait around for those who aren't not, because when you're so busy working on your own evolution of consciousness, then you, because we're all connected, then you affect the whole. So while you're focusing on not moving in fear and claiming your power back, you're affecting everything around you. I don't know if you're familiar with the Mendelbrot set or fractals. But have you ever seen the Power of Ten that's been narrated by Morgan Freeman on YouTube? It goes out of the universe as far as they can see, and then goes all the way back down to the atomic level. Basically, what they're doing is going inside of us, because see, we are more than what we have been taught that we are. And once we claim that back, then we keep talking about what they're doing, but we're not focusing on what we're doing.
Well, you know, look, I always ask people, and y'all jump in here when y'all want to. I know we don't know all what they're doing, and then we haven't really been taught at a high level or even at a really critical level to learn what we are about, because it's so, at this point, you're dealing with molecules. You're dealing with the alchemy. People, I mean, we're talking about those because those of you have heard this before, y'all know our bodies is very complex. These children have to have, including us, myself, we didn't learn it in the way we should have. I think that's a fault of what we have been a product of. Go ahead, brother. Let me bring in Sister Q. She said she got the link. I wanted to get the link, sister, just to read about those European royals. Do you have the email up that I sent? If you have the email up, let me know, because that I had to read that for y'all. Because it's one of those
things. Okay, the email is up.
Yeah, when you get to that point, just find the one that says the European royals. And the reason why I'm bringing that up for everybody, because I talk to Mary Neal a lot, who deals with a lot of mentally ill and those who are be missing and so forth. And when you hear this stuff, you know, you be like, man, you know, you worry about your own family sometimes. You know, you have to tell your kids, man, call me. Let me know. Y'all better start making sure people y'all love, y'all know exactly where somebody around surrounds is, because there is a multitude of missing people. We take it for granted because it ain't hitting nobody we know yet. But it is phenomenal. So when you start to get the information, people like us who are inquisitive, we want to see what's going on and give report back, because I think it helps to have an aware group of people. You ain't got to believe everything I say, but look it up. Be aware that it can happen. But anyway, she had a list of how many people was missing, and I said to myself, and when I seen this, I told myself, I said, man, this is way beyond. This is barbaric. Now, in the clip I heard earlier from Sister Nasa's Cardia, and she said that we are at a low level, and the consciousness will be at that level. Y'all heard it before, and we are at that level of barbarism. I wish y'all read the book by Dr. Sheikh Diop. Go on YouTube. Very excellent. It's a whole bunch of books like that, but that's the one I was really heavy into reading. And let me just say, barbarism.
You know what else she said, Dry Bones? She said we're also in cycles. And she did say that we're not awake. And that's how they keep us stuck in these cycles, because they keep us looking outside instead of us going inside. And that's how they keep us. Yes. So she said because of the fact that they're running a software program that they have us living in. So that's what the cycles are all about.
Yeah, and that happens based off how they have a knowledge of our ancient art of astronomy. This is how they do things, everybody. They have the artwork. Matter of fact, let me just understand this. We are now under their sign of astronomy, architecture, medicine, arts, humanities. This is what we are into at this moment in time. Like she said, the cycle is changing. If you notice, they are trying to take over all agriculture. Matter of fact, they probably it's all taken over. And that's where this Monsanto thing slips into play. Now, I think all y'all who still have family members, including yourself, who might be still into the Obama game, y'all don't even call these people, even to let them know. Even if you don't listen to that, oh, this can't ain't no conspiracy. Why don't you try calling these people to see if this stuff ain't true? Because your awareness level will go up. Believe me, when you start to see that this reality that we are in is being played out right as we talk, and is not in our benefit. But I will say this, we as the human nature, we can change this. Now, I don't want to do all the talking. I just want y'all to start giving me all, because this is y'all tonight. I'm just out here keeping it going. But y'all need to come on in here. Did you find that, sister? Please tell me you found it.
Yes, I found it. Very disturbing.
Now, very disturbing. Y'all heard that, right? I mean, just give them a little bit of it.
Wow. Okay. This particular article is taken from eyewitness testimony before the International Common Law Court of Justice in Brussels. Five international judges are examining evidence of child rape, torture, murder, kidnapping alleged done by global elite members of the Ninth Circle Satanic Child Sacrifice Cult Network. Regular Ninth Circle Child Sacrifice.
Stop. Before we go, stop. I want to make a break right there. I looked up that name, the Ninth Circle, and let me tell y'all,
Santana.
It ain't joking. Go on there and Google it if y'all think this ain't a joke. Y'all think it's a joke. Google that in there. Go ahead, sister. We're going to keep on that for a minute. Go ahead.
Regular Ninth Circle child sacrifices were said to take place in the catacombs of Catholic cathedrals, the Vatican, on private estates and groves and government military bases in Belgium, Holland, Spain, Australia, Ireland, France, England, and the U.S. At least 34 child mass grave sites were identified in Ireland, Spain, and Canada and refused excavation by the respective governments. Crown of England and Catholic Church, named as present in Ninth Circle activities with Pope Francis, former Pope Ratzinger, Anglican, United Church of Canada, and Catholic Church officials, including the cardinals, members of European royalty, including Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip, officials of the Canadian, Australian, UK, and U.S. military government, including the USA, CIA, plus prominent government ministers, judges, politicians, and businessmen from the U.S., Belgium, Holland, Canada, Australia, France, Ireland, and the UK.
Okay, stop. Y'all get the picture. Y'all get it.
Dry Bones, isn't this the court that was held from the guy in Canada, and that's the reason why the Pope stepped down, because he has to stay inside the Vatican City or else he'll be arrested?
That's right.
And that's the reason why this new one is not calling himself really the Pope. He's a Jesuit, right?
Yeah, he doesn't call himself the Pope. He calls himself the Jesuit Pope. This is why those of us who have done our studying, who've been sacrificing it, we've been told we got to keep the people informed, and this is what we love to do. Y'all better take a good look at this. This is not a joke. These people were given immunity, and billions of dollars of this went to the to the lawyers, the same lawyer that we are hoping that will be honest when it's necessary. That ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen. The Bible, your King James Masonic Bible says, "Woe unto the lawyers who have held the key." The key is your tongue that is used as legalese. It's a key to that. Now look that up. Your key is your tongue. That's why people be talking so smooth, because they're using the key, the tongue, to use you, because they said you can't enter in unless you got the legalese, and that's why they control it. So I don't see how we can be this naive still. But at the same token, when you hear this type of news, what do y'all have? I mean, your mind's got to say Obama is kissing the ring too, y'all. I've seen it twice. Are y'all aware of this? I mean,
but Dry Bones, let me ask you a question. Now, you know, you keep being concerned about being a waste of time, you know, to file papers or challenge them. But if nobody challenges them, then they just get away with it. So to me, it seems like it's more important for more people to challenge them and to expose them now.
That was what we hope to have on here. I hope my brother stay on here, because he said he had one solution. Some people say there's a big tax petition going around by former Congressman Jim Trafficant, and hopefully on Wednesday we'll have some more information out who Jim Trafficant is. He's one of the few congressmen who got up in the Senate, in the House, and told that America has been in bankruptcy, and from that he had suffered some blows, but he came back fighting. And those are the champions that we do have to identify. And many of us out there, too. Now, I'm not saying the same thing. What I am saying is there is a small percentage of those who are able to do certain things. Your percentage rate is less likely by what we're doing without a proper strategy. And being that these people are very shrewd in their ways, we have to come up with a strategy. I believe it's going to be have to do something on a, like remember that the sister said, it has to be on a more, it don't have to be massive, but she said more people have to get involved with in bringing that energy about. So, yes, it is about us doing something, but what is it? Solutions, y'all. What is it? Should we not pay taxes? Or should we get together with the Patriots who are saying similar stuff? Because remember, some way or another, it's going to be an act of who's going to be sitting on this precious earth that has the minerals and resources for all humanity. Are we going to fight again over it once this so-called Constitution is revamped? Or we're going to have more civil war. We're going to have more problems because we ain't sitting down now trying to discuss these things before it gets started. We all know there's going to be some issues coming, but we don't know what kind. Do we want to turn into anarchy? Remember we had that show y'all about the government? I wish y'all just click on there and just look up the different type of governments they have, and you will see which one you might consider. Because if it does change, you can create your government. That's God. That's what they call common law. But we ain't going to say it's just God's law. We're going to say that's law of humanity.
Well, Dry Bones, some people now are asking the question, have we arrived at the point where we need to grow up to the point that we need to recognize we don't need no government? I mean, we have history of thousands of years. They're corrupt. We don't need other men to hire policemen to shoot other people to keep them from raping and killing us, and then they try to take our guns away and our right to defend ourselves. What we need a government for?
Well, let me ask you this, because you know, I mean, those of you on there, everybody's line open. Y'all can jump on in here anytime y'all want. Let's take law for what you just said. Given the police, really was called Constables on Patrol. It was supposed to be for the people to stop us from hurting ourselves, but it has transformed now into security guards. So
okay,
that's
but think
something that
what you just said. But think about what you just said. How sensible is it to hire men to police other men to stop them from doing what they're doing to us now? You see what I'm saying?
I'm talking about the original. The original concept was just like we would have people who we would want to have somebody if we had some disputes, we would want us to go crazy. So it got to be somebody that would be a mediator for us. That's where I think that's coming from. But let's get some more people on. They lighting up now. Let me get 9307. Come on in here and give us your opinion, give us your comment, or you just tell us what you need us to know. 9307. 9307. All right. You ain't coming. Let me go to 1239. 1239, you're on the air. Yes, there you go, boss. Yes, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, yeah. What the sister was saying, that we don't need a government.
Right.
Yeah, no, we're always going to need a government. Even if they weren't on the planet, we would still need some type of order. You know,
no, I didn't say we didn't need order. I asked a question. I didn't say we didn't need a government. I asked a question. My question was, why do we think we need a group of men that are hired to police other men to stop them from doing the same thing that the police are doing to us? That was my question. So then the question is, do we really need a government, or do we need to govern ourselves? We talk about being free. Okay, well, then if you're going to be free, why do you need other men to have the by law given the right to kill you or taser you to death over nothing? Well, why? How come they get that right, but we trying to take the right away from us to protect ourselves?
Well, tell me, brother, tell me what you meant by it. I want to hear what you got to say. What you meant by it?
Well, first of all, let's say we did this war and we won, right? We would still have to form our own government, but we would still have their type of mentality. You feel what I'm saying? Because a lot of us don't still have his mentality, you know. So we still gonna have we might have to get rid of some of the Negroes before we even get into this war.
Is this Brother Tony?
You feel what I'm saying?
No, thank
is this
you.
Brother?
I mean, because even Egypt had a government.
No, it's Miami. It's
you know
Miami.
What I'm saying?
It's Miami.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me say that. You're right, because and so I'm gonna give you a little bit of ammo on that. A lot of the revolutions that we have had here, everybody, and you look them up yourself, I mean, it seems that we were short-lived on our victories. We won some wars, but the problem has been, and we should look at this through reading, it's been people who have told on our own looks, our own people have, reverted back. And I know that comes from conditioning. So, I mean, that's something to consider. I mean, I'm not going to tell you. It used to be a movie called Spook by the Door. I'm sure all y'all seen it. So, you know, it's one of them things where you have to look at and say, you know, where are we as a people? I always kept saying, man and mayor, we're going to keep blaming them, or are we going to take accountability because of that? But I do believe order, and there's some type of order has to be done. I don't know how it would be done, but we can discuss that if we're going to get anywhere. Let me go back up to, let me see if he want to get back on here. 9307, get in there. 9307. Hold on, I'll bring you back in.
Hello.
Go ahead, make your point.
Go ahead. This is my point. Like throughout my whole years of living on this planet, fighting for freedom, justice, equality, I've noticed that we've had many divisions of black consciousness, right? You got the Nation of Islam, you have the Hebrew Israelites, you have the Moors, you have the Nawafis, you have, and all of them deal with consciousness on a different degree.
Right, that's true.
And to this, well, hold on, what I'm saying is to this day, we all, if you look at all the brothers nowadays, the white man has got us exactly where he wants us to. Because when you look at brothers like SETI and Polite and Dr. Johnson and all these brothers now that are the new wave, they're fighting amongst one another. You know what I'm saying? So we can't even get together on one solution because they don't even know that they're all on different degrees. Now, once we put everybody on their degree, we'll know where we have to place them. You got a lot of these brothers who are pro-black. They're ready for the fight. Well, you're going to put them on the front line. You know what I'm saying? Because they're the pawns. They're ready to go. You know what I'm saying? Then you have the ones that you have to protect, the doctors, the builders, the so forth, those who want to build a whole new city. We need the Masons. We need all of them. You feel what I'm saying? The problem is that we always had this black consciousness, but we never was able to organize the consciousness as a nation.
But what about history? What about the history of revolutions? When you go back in history and you see where there's been a corrupt government and then, say, the military takes it over, and then oftentimes the new government that comes in stays in for 40, 50 years, and they end up being more corrupt than the one they had before.
Well, first of all, when you study the history of the revolution, right, we know that whenever a revolution starts, right, it's already prepared who's going to win. You know what I'm saying? So they've already prepared it for you. Like what we're talking about right now, if we was to go to war, whether it be a race war, whether it be us versus the government, they've already got it set up on the playing board how it's going to run, and they've already won. You know,
well, I was referring to history, not America.
That's what I'm dealing with. Now, the reason why blacks never got any type of respect on the whole planet is because they've never fought us. Right? We've never fought them and totally annihilated them. We've had a couple of things like Nat Turner, you know what I'm saying, and Cool Joe in Jamaica, you know what I'm saying. We had the Haitians in 1804 and so forth, you know what I'm saying. But we've never like on a mass scale. Like I'm gonna give you a perfect example. Whenever America fought any Asian people, whether it be the Korean War, Vietnam, or Japan, they never won. You know what I'm saying? That's why they respect the Asians right now. They don't even mess with them, you know. But when it comes to Germany and so forth, they never really won that war. That's why they respect Germany. But when it came to the black man of America, we never really won that war.
Y'all making noise. Y'all making too much noise.
You feel what I'm saying?
Hold on. Let me get y'all into. Y'all making a lot of noise. So let me make sure. I got to clear the mic for you. I don't know who it is yet. Might be you, man. You making a lot of noise. You saying some good stuff. Let me see if it's you.
Yeah, you. I mean, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel. I'm gonna bring it back. Okay, now. Yeah, now let me ask you some questions, y'all. And let me bring brother back in. Hold on. You obviously have got some good points here. I'm gonna make it clear to you that seems to be a question for us today. Why do we have so many friends now? This because we are not all one monolithic people either. So I'm not going to tell nobody that. There are different dynamics to all of us. So, you know, not going to tell anybody we got to get along just because we look black. I ain't going to tell nobody that. But I'm going to just say this. The conditions that we in here on this side of the earth, and those of us from the islands and in here, we are suffering definitely from some tribal hostility that has not been talked about. Many of us do not like to get along unless we are a certain way. Now, that comes from tribalism, I believe. I mean, but the same token, when we have what they call the black consciousness or the pro-pan-Africanist mind, we have never had a summit of regular people that can sit down. The grassroots got to sit down. Don't look for the elites sometimes to come in and fix our shit. They ain't going to do it. The ground floor got to do it. People on the ground floor got to say, let's create our own group tank of individual Haitian, Jamaican, Dominican. Find a meeting place where y'all can have a good time and just discuss what happened to each one and then say, you know what, you're going to find out by the end of that discussion it happened the same way to all of us. Once we get the commonality that we have been done the same way, we probably going to move further because we don't sit down and even talk about it. We haven't had a black summit in America that had real people. Not no L. Sharpton and Jelly Bean Jackson and Bill Cosby and them. No, no, no. That ain't going to work. Because they already billionaires and millionaires. They cannot tell us how it feels to be, because we ain't been that. They've been us at that level, but we don't know how it feels to be at that level. So they should not be sitting at the table with people who they cannot no longer really have the same affiliation with. And that's where we make a big mistake. But go ahead. Let me bring some more people in. 9307, you finished for the night. We can't bring you back at all. That's it for you.
I make a count.
1-877. Go ahead, 1-877. Get back online. What's going on?
Yes, I would like. I would just like to make a couple comments. I had searched the Ninth Circuit Santanic. I just found out, I'm not sure if you had mentioned it, there was a total of 800 children found in the Roman Catholic nun septic tank, and they were children from the ages of 2 months to 9 years old, decapitated, and you can tell there was some rituals going on, and they were able to do a DNA on 796 of the kids were Irish children. And I just want to say this story is just, makes my stomach sick. And anyone else, all of the listeners who, you know, are faithfully believing and do not question the Bible, and we all know that Christianity came from the Roman Empire, and we all know that the Romans, like you said it earlier, they control the world through our birth certificates and expose other countries to follow their lead so they can be in control. So if they continue to not question the Bible after something like this, you know, believing in everything that they say, I think everyone should really, because this story really touches my heart. And I also wanted just to comment that I do believe we do need a government. I think in order for anything to exist, there has to be law and order. But in order to have a government, like you stated, and we had that conversation last week, I think it should be a middle class government. And why? Because, as you stated, middle class, we have to have people in power who are on our level, who understand the way we live, because they would make the right decisions, they would make the right laws, and there should be a government set up where there is consequences and things are firm. They shouldn't be treaties, executive orders. There shouldn't be a party that will have more power over anything else. There should be a balance. So I do believe in that as well. And I also want to make a comment on the I know this is Free Your Mind, but the medical cannabis plant.
Marijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because that right there is I saw that on your site. I know I sent that over to you a few weeks ago, but. I know a lot of folks out there do not like marijuana. We have been brainwashed to say that marijuana, you know, is not good for you. It's a drug. The article that he sent out shows that there is evidence that marijuana helps in so many different ways, not just with cancer.
Make a lot of noise.
That's not me.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
The
medical marijuana.
Anyway,
right.
The marijuana. Yeah. So for you guys, now the marijuana, it does help cancer. It helps slow the cancer down. There was a gentleman that had cancer on his nose, and he could not figure out. You know, he went to different doctors. They could not cure him, but the actual cannabis plant did too. And I also wanted to say in this article, I know a lot of people who watch CNN, Dr. Sanjay, he made this point. He says, today we see a growing trend of acceptance of marijuana for its medical purposes. And he went on to say he reversed his 2009 opinion against marijuana when he said we have been terribly and systematically misled for nearly 70 years in the United States. He said, and I apologize for my own role in that. And
now who was the, let me ask you this, those of y'all listening. Now, marijuana, y'all know, goes way back, even to the Egyptian stuff. It's way back. It's a healing property. Take marijuana into factories where we can make shirts, ropes, bring industry back over here by using this precious plant that was used from the very beginning before cotton and tobacco. The founding European elites were growing marijuana hemp. So this is not new. So maybe that cycle that Sister and going to talk about is always turning back to the original. We are heading back. We may not see the head back, but let's just hope the generations that are coming will, because it headed back. Marijuana is going to be the most lucrative plant in the next few years based on the fact that they know the properties already. It's, we need to have a thing where we should try to get into that business as far as the growing of it, and to find out where and how and what. I mean, may take group efforts, but you can grow it, and it's going to be able to be used for certain other things like clothing. And I don't know why we can't put together even some type of factory mentality, because jobs have to come back here, y'all. If the jobs do not come back here, then you're going to have a very serious predicament. And I'd like to get somebody's view on, because we still have to live, no matter how spiritual we are, no matter how profound we may be. You must understand, people are coming into your borders every day that's going to affect your kids' jobs. Now, I don't like to feel like I'm making, but this is by design. Now, do we embrace this immigration bill, or what should we do? This is coming on us in November. Give me some more feedback. Go ahead, see Assistant Goyan. You still out there?
Let me say this about the marijuana, right? Did you know that in the state of Florida, they already have it ready that when they legalize it here, only three companies are going to be able to sell it that you have to buy it from. See, this is already planned out. But the reason why they haven't legalized it yet is because they haven't done it yet. They haven't put it in the plan yet. So they are trying to put it together, which companies are going to be able for you to buy it from. You feel what I'm saying? So I think one of these companies, I think Rick Scott is trying to be one of the people that have this company, like he did before when he came into office and was telling the people that they have to get drug tests for welfare, and his wife owned the company. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about business right now.
He said there's always going to be money. It's always going to be some type of currency. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if it goes electronic. Even if it goes electronic, it's still a currency. It's still going to be exchange of something for something. So how are we going to go along with it? Are we going to run from it, or should we be the smartest people to embrace it, like the Japanese?
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's been legal for us for years, whether they said it was illegal or not, because we grew it, we smoked it, we boiled it, and you know, just because the government says, hey, this is what the new law is, says who? I never signed that bill. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and this is what we have to start to fight against them. It's like, hey, look, I didn't see that law.
Right.
I didn't see that bill. You know what I'm saying? So because I didn't see it and I wasn't there as the American people to sign that bill, it is not a law to me. You know what I'm saying? This has nothing to do with being sovereign. This is just fast, straight up revolution. Like, hey, that, I don't follow that. And you keep walking.
Okay.
And
now
when they come to attack you.
Let's take that now. Let's take it in the real solution now.
Really? Okay, put it like this. They make laws. Listen to this. They make the laws, right? They make the laws.
Right.
We break most of the laws they make because it's not reasonable to us. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
You can't put the black man and the black woman under no law that we didn't see and put it. That's why we're so rebellious, because it's our nature. You can't put me into something I know nothing about.
Okay,
you know
now, what you're
saying? What did you say? You just said that everything is going back to its original nature. So the original nature of the black man and the woman is to not listen to not a damn thing they say because they don't run this planet. We do.
Well, I'm going to say this, that I did say that, and I mean it, but I'm looking at how, and I, like she said earlier, and I'll be honest with you, we talk about progressions of years that our mind, now you already there. See, that's the problem. You there. We there. Many of us across the country are in, but we in pockets. Unfortunately, that's where we at. We are surrounded. If we knew and understand this matrix thing, we are surrounded. Notice when they came out into the matrix, they was in few. They were surrounded by people who was unaware of everything. And then when they went back to Zion, that was a enclave of only those who understood. So basically, just take that same premise, add it to the regular world. And this is why we have so many frustrated individuals, because you're already there, like you said, in degrees. And then these people ain't, we haven't had an opportunity to bring people up to speed because we have never came to that pinnacle. It may come in another 50, 100 years, but see, I'm trying to be real about things. And most of us on this call are real people. Look at how fast they are actually taking over. That's my point. Now, people could say, oh, we are watching it, though. We are really not saying much yet. Now, are we going to wait as a people, most people, I'm talking about Venezuela. Venezuela is not even heard of no more, but they catching hell. That's at our back door. That's the same area where Brazil is probably going to be into turmoil. Once this World Cup is gone, Brazil is going to be a powder keg. Then you got these other entities. Now, America is the only group right now that's acting like they got a little bit of sense. We ain't really going haywire. What you think is going to happen if, you know, y'all can get on this car anytime you want. I got to take y'all out. Y'all getting out of cars. Y'all killing me, man. Y'all know that making noise. I got to take y'all out. I don't know who that was. Y'all take y'all. y'all have to know, please. If y'all getting out of cars, unmute yourself. Hit the one button. It'll unmute you. Then when you get to a not as loud place, hit one again, and you'll be right back into the show. It ain't hard to do. Just that way we all can hear. Now, any more questions, solutions, so we can get a little bit of any other areas that should be discussed?
Can I
go ahead. Feel free.
Am I still on? Okay, I'm over here on the computer here. And I saw this link, and it said, Monsanto seed imperialism halted in Canada thanks to massive protests. Massive protests. They are not able to come there with their GMO. So
now, see,
I'm thinking like grassroots activism has won. If the massive people come together and we stand united, we can make a difference.
But,
what
Sister Ngoni just said earlier that there are people who win it, and these are good
exactly.
cases.
Exactly.
I want those of y'all who are actually, we are surrounded ourselves to make differences, y'all. Florida had a chance and still does. Regardless how you may believe about the woman or who she is or what they is, the bottom line is we have a right to know what we are eating. Now, if we let that slip and y'all know about it, then who fault is that going to be? That's the way things are turning out, because if you're going to be doers of the action that it's going to take, then that's called reciprocity. That's reciprocity, y'all. That means you took the action that was right, and that power will come back to you. That's reciprocity. That's what's in the Maya. These are powerful sequences of words. Order. We have a lot of people doing a lot of things. We're trying to bring in, some people are bringing in, what's the word, homeschooling. Well, you know, I'm at, those of you on that call, I think you might know, I'm at a way ahead level with homeschooling. And we didn't have nobody give us a curriculum. And each one of ours went right straight into and got their degree. Now, they know the consequences of going to school. That's only they grown. But went through it with a bunch of kids. When the 80s, when teachers was mean and calling you crazy and saying, you know, you was anti-social, your kids going to be anti-social. Now they see it ain't true. Boom. We We were saying a long time ago that school is going to have to change. Anybody who knows, we know I've been saying that. That ain't nothing. We talking about 80s before people were talking about homeschooling. So now the homeschool movement has finally caught up. Thank God. But there's much deeper thing because they know you caught up. So now they bringing in Common Core. Now, if we ain't going to talk about Common Core, you're going to be surprised how they're going to act when all this stuff come out. And that means Common Core goes to the private and public. The state brought it without no reading of them. You know, this is what's going on. Let me bring some more people in this. 777, give me some, give me your mind, free your mind, questions, answers, solutions. Give me something.
What's happening, Brother Dragon?
What's going on, man? Go ahead. The phone went out. Call back. I was trying to put you back in here. Let me go to 1239. Sister, let me see if Sister Ngoni's still. Sister Ngoni, you still out there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Good. Now, me and you've been talking to this for a long time, and it's all, you know, that's how beautiful the mind is when you can still have conversations about knowledge and all type of levels and really be able to conversate. You know, everybody got different, we got different age groups and so forth. The older generation that's before us, they didn't know a lot of these things. We had, you know, family members wouldn't really listen. The computer age, so when you said something about the timing, how far in timing do you think we really are? I mean, just in a guess. You know, I know you may not know it, to concise, but where do you think we are at in this timetable of us changing?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, see, to me, when you say us, if you're talking about the whole planet, then I don't know who could answer that question because you can't change anybody else but yourself.
But what do you mean with you? How do you feel with yourself? How do you feel with yourself at this time?
Go ahead.
I said, no, how do you feel with yourself at this time? Because you've been evolving for quite a long time. How do you feel with your journey?
I know as people tell me, I'm looking like I'm getting younger. How about that?
Well, that's good.
Serious.
That's
I'm not being facetious. I'm not looking for that. It shocks me when people tell me that. I mean, I've had people tell me I'm glowing like a pregnant woman. I'm 66 years old.
See? That's good. I think that's
and I know I have regenerated my body twice because before I moved to Florida, I told you when I was in Indianapolis, I damn near needed a walker.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so to me,
that's the game, too, y'all. That's the balance, too. No, I was saying that's part of the balance, too, to have inner peace as well. Because you can't save everything, you got to know your battles, and our battles have to be within that which we can win. You know, taking on something. Let me bring him back in here. I see he came back on here. If y'all want to get into this conversation, everybody, please just hit one. Give us a comment, brother. Can you hear us? You driving? That brother stay on the road. Let me go up the road a bit for. Those who don't know, our sister is doing quite well in her run with a school board in St. Petersburg, and they're having a fundraiser coming up. We'll get into that probably more on Wednesday night. But, you know, there's people all across this area. We got sisters and people growing food. Y'all just got to hook up with these people. Y'all know people who doing natural stuff, hook up with them. You know, that's basically all we can tell you is the connection. Start to get involved with people who are going to be beneficial to you. Go ahead.
Well, I was just getting ready to say, now, I don't mean to be braggadocious, but you see, this is just trying to give some hope here. Now, while I'm on your show, I just got something in my inbox from a brother named Emil Lester Jansen. He was a school teacher. He just dropped this in my box. Said, I just inboxed the prophets of the city. Understand where I'm coming from. Here's a song we wrote after you sent us Black Consciousness information in 1994.
Here you go.
We give a shout out to you at 3:35 in the track, Brother Hondu, a brother that I knew, and Lemuel, who has just passed on recently. Okay, we used to send boxes of books, Black Consciousness box of books, to South Africa. He quit his job as a teacher, and he's been traveling the world as a hip-hop singer and band named Black Noise since then. So that's how much power we have to touch people.
That's right. That's right. I agree with that.
To you. I just sent it to you, Dry Bones.
Okay. You know I'm going to read it. You know, that's
no, it ain't
I'm
nothing
saying.
To read. It's a song. He's singing the song with me in it.
Okay. You got that? Let me just... He sent it to you? Okay. I'll get the link.
I just sent it to you.
Okay. I'll get it when it's all said and done over with.
Trying to make it, we're not powerless. And I'm trying to make the point that we do touch other people. He was way in South Africa.
Of course you do. That's the beauty of the internet too, y'all. I talk to people all over as well. I mean, Africa. Of course, do not take their link, because they'll send you a lot of my brothers and sisters and so much stuff. But that's the beauty right now, y'all. We can connect for the first time by touching a button. So it is a new era. It is something new. But we have to do Go ahead.
I would like to also just comment on that. I can say that I went on Dragon's Connection. I watched Know Thyself. And I really enjoyed it. And basically, some of the points that was stated that we are in Aquarius stage now. And I think the time is actually could be in our generation, because the internet is out there, and information like about the Romans, you know, killing these children. People are starting to think, you know, that they're thinking like, you know, hey, we let them get away with, you know, molesting these little boys, and they're paying billions of dollars, yet people are still considering themselves Christians and Catholics, and now here they are killing children, sacrificing them. Evidence, DNA, points that direction. At some point, I think people are waking up, and they're going to start, yes, it's okay to question everything. Because when you start questioning, when you start understanding the universe, and that is something that is so important, the actual documentary is about Know Thyself, and he was actually teaching us the universe and like a classroom setting, astrology, and he's saying that, you know, once we understand that and how it works with our life and how we are so connected, our eyes are sort of going to open. We're going to, try to take back our country.
That's Santos.
Take back our land. Get our freedom.
She's talking about Santos and Goni. Santos, what's the name of the Baran?
Santos Bonacci?
Yeah, that's what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I suggest everybody go take a look at that, because if you really want to see it in the most simplistic form that is not very easy to understand and puts it very well together. But also, it was in Australia recently, everybody. That's why I say we keep abreast of everything. Doing the same thing with the birth certificate, he went to monetize it or have control over it. In Australia, and I want y'all to know that there are movements all across the earth. Canada's a big area for this type of activity, Australia as well. They denied him. The judge denied him. But what he did was he put a documentary together and showed all the elite who are connected to what was going on, and it was excellent. It'll be on drybonesconnection.com. And this brother did everything. I think Ngoni knows he's very well versed, and he challenged him straight up. But unfortunately, this is a criminal cartel. There's going to have to be understanding in that. Our peace is there, but guess what? They still have a lot of influence. I'm gonna even say power anymore. I'm gonna say they got influence.
Yeah, well, they're just being completely lawless now is what they're doing. They're just completely lawless.
Yeah, but that's the problem. That lawlessness is going to have to be corrected, y'all, because in the Maya, you can't have lawlessness without justice. So it's going to be balanced out. See, that's why the Maya scales are even. Yet in the core of the European Western world is tilted. That's the difference.
But let me
that's
remind you.
Said, that's why
let
you
me
said
remind
the,
you of something. Universal law is the balancer. The universal law is the balancer. See when somebody gets too far out of kilter from the laws of Ma'at, it's the universe that brings it back into balance.
That's right. I would not disagree. That's a universal principle. And that's where we at. Now, we talked about this, and we're going to talk about it more because the Blood Moon, I'm going to tell you, some of our best shows have been shows that are really the Blood Moon, the 666, the hip-hop, and a few others were very good, great shows. But I want to start getting even more into the real meanings of why they're doing it because they have no choice. They can't beat us numerically. They cannot beat us through numbers, like she said. So the wizard, that's the key to this movie, y'all. He ain't just the Oz. He's the wizard of Oz. And being that he a wizard, he has to use other means because he cannot win through numbers. He cannot win. So he has become a wizard and conjured up make-believe, and I want you to understand we will start to go through these psyops, these fake, like Brother Sean said earlier, you know, who's to say they ain't telling us a big fat lie that's going to be economic collapse? Who's to
and
say?
And that's what the whole thing is designed to do, Brother Tribal. All the, you know, all these other facets of life, these life situations that we encounter, it's all distractions. It's all distractions. And we're forgetting about, I mean, and the sister made a really good point about it's an individual responsibility, and that's also a collective responsibility. The individual responsibility is to get up off your behind and do something and to take action and to realize that individually, yes, we have the power to affect change, to create change. The collective responsibility is the unification of everybody. Drop these divisions, drop these prejudices, drop, you know, and set aside these mundane, opinions, and because it's survival is at stake of everybody on the entire planet. So if we all believe and accept that a 1% of the world's population controls the world's population and the wealth, then what is everybody else doing? Everybody is watching soccer, playing on the iPhone, you know, working
right.
for Mr. Bojangles, stuff like that. Yeah, I work for Mr. Bojangles too, but I'm conscious, I'm aware of what's going on around me to where I know how to prepare within my local community with like-minded individuals. So to accumulate resources, to get my own water system, so I don't have to worry about fluoride in my water. I have a well, so I'm not subject to that. I'm communicating and working with other individuals that's growing food, so I don't have to be affected by the Monsanto GMOs. You have to take control and that individual responsibility because, yeah, you can't sit up and say, well, they're doing this. They're putting fluoride in the water. They're modifying the food. If you're drinking the tap water and you're still going to Walmart, you just consented. You're a willing participant.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can't do it alone. So the unification and uniting with other like-minded individuals and sharing those resources and help other individuals build up those resources, that's how you combat the beast. You can't say, well, I'm go ahead.
Go ahead. Now, I was going to say that because you're making a good point. Now, like you said about the water. Now, your area does have a system that took the fluoride out. That was Pinellas County, Florida. What happens is, and y'all, let me know what y'all think. Instead of piggybacking and looking at it and analyzing what y'all did to get that done, we won't do it for some strange reason to get it because if you want your water to be free of something and free of these pesticides, it's going to take a group effort to go to those who you believe in this. So if you believe in this political system, y'all say y'all vote these individuals in, I have never seen in my time anybody go off on none of our electric officials for all the crap that's going on. He has grinned at, sealed the love. So that comes to our inability to react properly. And that's our fault. See, we got to take, like the brother said, we got to take some accountability, y'all. And I'm going to keep saying accountability has a lot to do with this. Because if somebody got a bill for you that said, I'm going to take this out, all I need y'all to just scream a little bit, and you don't scream, you just put her on the chopping block, or he on the chopping block. And then don't come back on these shows talking about what can we do. Because you had opportunities to do things. We got to take advantage of what's before. If you hear that they're about to put a cell tower near your house and you don't do nothing to tell people, hey, you know, we don't want a cell tower in front of our house, especially those of you who are saying you don't want these things around you, then the person who does the work, this happened to a brother of mine, for a good friend of mine, he tried to get a cell tower out of Liberty City. Knew ahead of time it was going to be dangerous to the people. Went, told the commissioners, told everybody, got the information showing that it was wrong to have it this close to residents. And when it was time for him to go before these people, he needed numbers. You know they did not come. So they deserve to be microwaved.
Oh,
my, you know, I'm laughing at it. But that's what can happen, because you're going to be mad at me for telling you. And I'm telling you, they're going to microwave that thing on you because it's got a lot of energy. And it's next to a house, apartment complex. You don't pay attention. See, these are things that make me say we are at fault at, because you can only go so far in stupidity and ignorance. And it says, my people, we did a show on it, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And we broke down every word so you would not make a mistake on it. And it shows you that we can watch somebody like the sister up in St. Petersburg. School system's terrible. She's doing interviews, TV. The black community should be raving for somebody who's actually going to try to help the kids. But you know what? And I'm talking about you can be Muslim, you can be Christian, Hebrew. Because no matter what, you're still under supervision of this corporation, regardless how much people say, I don't want to follow the law. You're following something. Either it be administrative law, you're either at your job, you're going to follow that if you want to keep getting paid, or you're going to be broke. And because if you get broke and don't have no funds because you took yourself out of commerce, guess what happens? You'll be asking somebody to take you around for a ride for the meeting. Because you took yourself out. See, these are the things that we do without thinking, no accountability, no strategy. Let me bring some more people in because I'm talking too much. 7777.
Hey, brother, I had a little technical difficulty with my phone just listening to the show.
All right, go ahead. All right, brother. Keep going.
I think we kind of lost out with the science of controlling information. Once the department of this system decided that information was going to be the next route to control or implement control mechanisms on society, we kind of missed that note or that hint, and we've seen the result of it now. Them controlling information, the access to thereof, or regulating it, has also become it was to the detriment of really of the society of us trying to really get together and solve some of these problems that exist right now. So I think we definitely got to get a grip on this information and control of information, and either opening avenues to share information and between each other's communities, countries, et cetera, et cetera. But until we kind of really get a grasp on how serious and powerful the control of information is, we're going to always seem to be 3, 4, 5 steps behind. The Edward Snowdens is just the tip of the iceberg of people that maintain this system, the whistleblowers. Most of them are probably still in silence, but that have access to and are part of the mechanism that really control information. So to kind of put it real short, I think we've got to respect the power of information. We got to respect the influence of information, but we also got to also pursue avenues to be a part of the information sharing on all levels. And this show is prime example. But also we also have other avenues of information from literature, books, magazines, et cetera, but I think information is pretty much going to be the equalizer if we really get on board and understanding how pertinent it is to know
and I think
the access
that comes
to.
From, that will come from what you said, reading, and then the thing I'm hearing think tanks. I know for sure think tanks. Even the sisters that I met at that meeting, they have been talking about think tanks. So there's becoming a more talk on think tanks, and groups are starting to analyze things. And that's the whole purpose of why we're in this situation, because we do not act, think, analyze. We were so used to emotional teaching. Emotional teaching makes you scared all the time, and when you're scared, you react fast, you flinch, you make irrational decisions. That's what's fed to us. We got to break that cycle of fear, and we do have a group of young people that are fearless, but guess what? Because of the information that is being perpetrated out there, their fearlessness is now being redirected back into the community at ourselves again, and we haven't talked about that as well. And I think wasn't for these shows, y'all, I'll be honest with you, we wouldn't get a lot of these perspectives on all views. So I'm open to the First Amendment. There, everybody, regardless, I don't think it's all factual myself, you have the right to say it. So that's what is keeping this thing somewhat civilized. Let me go to some more. Anybody else got more to say? Jump on in here.
I'd like to make a comment that I think that in order for the information to get out to the community, is that if we can reach different people in different cities and different states to create their own think tank, and or if they can just reach out and look at some of their friends or family members or college students and put the bug in their head about Dry Bones connection and how important that everyone wants solutions, that if people create their own individual community think tank on how we're going to do like Canada just did. That's how they did it. They did it, and you're not looking for one source. You're looking for different individual people creating their community in different cities and different states and all binding together as one cause. It can happen. But and the nice thing is we have Dry Bones Connection that everyone can connect. Everyone can call in, give some ideas, and we can, be able to make a difference and help enlighten people. That's just an idea that just came to my mind.
That's just what we do. I feel that everybody there is to connect. Each one of y'all coming, some of these numbers are from out of state. You take these ideas, you run back, try to implement. Do what you do to help yourself, like the sister say. You got to have your mind free. You got to have yourself also in harmony with yourself, too. It makes this travel much lighter. The aggression that's being perpetrated on the black people of the world, and I mean black people all over the world, I mean Asia as well, is going to be increased, unfortunately, because the more we find out, y'all got to look at it as the book of Caesar and them. They wrote that book for a reason and gave it to us. They know that Caesar had a universal tax, and they are doing it right now with this carbon tax. I want y'all to be aware of these things because you're going to be brought to it. It's that this is some of the stuff that's going to be brought to you. And you ain't going to be able to leave America unless you're going to get out of here. I don't know. Some of y'all got money. I might be able to get out of the country, and I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight, so don't get scared, but I'm saying if things happen, jobs, catastrophes, natural events is coming to be very prevalent in some of this in this country, sinkholes, just know that you may not have the type of security that we used to believe we had from this government. This government is watching the citizens go down the tube. Y'all had heard already by Lieutenant Dorothy how they treat the veterans. Y'all seen it on 60 Minutes. And I was telling somebody on Facebook, I said, they're about to write out our history, because if you notice, these archaeologists are finding all this stuff now in other areas, claiming it is older. Now, it may be. It may be. But to say that it is after years of us hearing that they, this is where it's at, this is where it came out of, now you're telling me it's not there, and it's somewhere else. You see the Bible stories being told with different looks. They got everybody. So you're figuring 50 years. 50 years. Our children would not even know probably that Africa was even important, like they're doing again, unfortunately, or to anything, because they are doing a lot of, they are just robbing antiquities. Libya, they robbed all the antiquities. Iraq, they took all the antiquities. They have taken all the antiquities. This is for knowledge, like the brother say, information. That's how you receive this. The ancestors have left huge treasures. They digging in all the earth looking for them. This is not something that we should take lightly. Africa, since the Ngoni had lived there, this country, this continent can feed everybody. Properly manicured and properly structured, Africa should never be in famine. But guess what? It is. Professor gave me some information. I'm going to keep talking about it. Senegal has Ebola. Y'all need to go online and look at Ebola. That is serious, to the point where they are being blocked out of the area, not being able to leave the borders. Something's going on wrong there. Atlanta, Georgia just had somebody resign from the CDC because he had a problem with anthrax. That's in Atlanta. Now, I don't like to frighten people, but sometimes being frightened and being alert may be what's needed. Now, we are coming upon... Go ahead. You want to say something before I get started? Feel free. Go ahead. Talk.
I'd like to say it's always... Can you hear me?
I hear you. Feel free. Help me out. It's y'all night.
In any incident, any situation, if you have all the facts, the information... You can make a better decision as to how you're going to proceed or deal with the matter. The lack of thereof information or fact will not enable you to make a wise and proper decision for your benefit. And we should really take that seriously in everything, from what we're being fed through the media and the constructs of the control mechanisms that they have. We really got to retrospectively look back. I'll take a few steps back and understand what we're being fed, and whatever they're feeding us, is it giving us the opportunity to make wise decisions and moving forward? And that's probably the biggest crutch of our situation. It's not having
hello.
Yeah, I hear you.
Not having the facts, not having good access to good information so we can make wise decisions. And we really should really, I guess on the individual part, it's each individual's responsibility, but collectively also, like what you mentioned about Africa, I mean, there's so much disinformation that's leaving that continent, and that we're negligently just ignoring them. But we need to really, kind of dig deeper and find out what's really going on.
Okay, let's ask a question, because you say this, and y'all listen to y'all. Go ahead. You want to say something? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. What I feel is that I feel that as being collect, I think that we should go back personally to, like, the basics, which is, like, getting together, in homes and speaking about, issues that is affecting us, and not only speaking, but also having, you know, some type of educative, you know, solution. You know, like in Cuba, for instance, right now, the young people are against the system. They don't like the system. My underground hip-hopper, they are being badly oppressed in Cuba. And in order for them to, let's suppose, be able to do a concert, they have to go through the ministry, the cultural ministry, the Cuban cultural ministry. Of course, they tell them, no, you cannot do this, because they're speaking against the system. So a lot of my friends, what they tell me is that they say, okay, so the government doesn't let me do it? Okay. So we're doing it inside the house. And it's,
you know,
and it's being highly effective. Yeah, and it's being highly effective because they prepare the house with art and with, you know, with hip hop and they're conscious and they speak out, you know. As a matter of fact, one of my friends last week, I found out he's very a very revolutionary type of person. So he was going to do a concert in one of the provinces of Cuba, and they grabbed him. The police grabbed him, took him inside the vehicle. They drove a few blocks away, and then they transferred him to an unidentified vehicle. And then they started telling him, "We're taking you to Havana," because they didn't want him to do his show, because he's a very, you know, his voice comes across.
Right.
So they took
him.
That's
what happened.
And it started pouring.
That's what happened.
And he took off from the van. And he took off. I have to laugh because he's something else. He took off from the van.
Well, hurry up, because make it short, please.
Well,
hurry up.
When he ended up doing his show in Santa Clara, and in the province that he was going to do the show, and the government was like, it never happens. But what they were trying to tell him is, this is what we're doing to you now, but if you keep it up, we're gonna, you know, lock you up. But
yeah, exactly. Now that's been going on all over the place for quite some time, even in Asia countries. And the problem is the people here who are seeing it. Just like I told you about Brazil, when the Brazilian people are not upset themselves at their own atrocities. Sometimes it's not best to get into it. I tell people all the time, it's the people who are being, you know, having this done to them, and there's many wealthy individuals, like Sister Latina Negra said, there's a lot of rich individuals who are watching this go on. And that's the problem with us, too. We watch it with a lot of our entertainers, and they see these atrocities go on because they're in other parts of the world. And, of course, matter of fact, they got a picture of Jay-Z looking at one of the poor people, like, with disgust. I can't think of the picture. Somebody sent it to me, and I happened to see it. I thought it was quite interesting how he was looking at one of the ladies she was in poverty. She was definitely not good, and he had to look like, huh, get away from me. This is what's happening. But, of course, these governments that we talk about are all part of this system. Everybody know Fidel Castro is a Jesuit. He's a Jesuit.
What
and
I
that's what's
feel
going
that
on.
Is dangerous.
Yeah,
what
dangerous,
I what
but, you
I
know,
feel, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what I feel is dangerous here in the United States.
Make it quick.
It's here in the United States is that we in the United States see it from abroad and we think that it's never going to come to us. But
well, that's
but
true.
Really,
that's
I really
true.
I feel that it's going to come to us one way or another.
And it's here. It's been coming to us. Those of you who have been from the South, We've been oppressed just as worse than any group in the world being oppressed here in America based on the fact that they were just out blatantly lynching us. Let me get one more person in here. Stay on the line. 2073. But you're on the
Hello.
Air. Oh, you drive on. How are you
Hello.
Doing?
I'm fine. I just wanted to give the listeners a number for State Representative Raven Gouveia-Lunda, who is actually heading up House Bill 1, and that's to label genetically modified organisms. Her number is, everyone has a pen and a sheet of paper handy, where you can call her and voice your concerns about GMOs, and then we can get that bill passed if we have more people calling in and really getting inside their ear and letting them know what we would like to see, and that's GMOs labeled so we can know exactly what's inside of our food. And that number is as follows.
Go.
It's 850-717-5009. And if you have a fax machine, you can fax them at 850-488-3336. And if you call, the more people that call, you know, the best they can handle the situation and, you know, really get that bill passed in the House.
Now, let me ask you, I know you sound like Canada Kate up there in St. Petersburg, so I know that's you, so I just figured out that when you said that, you in the game, you out there doing your thing, you for real with it. What did you, I remember Reverend Pitney say, we having a hard time for our people who really say they want to do something.
Hello. I can hear you. I don't know if it's my phone that's breaking up, but yes, I am candidate Kate in St. Petersburg. I'm running for a school board position down here in St. Pete District 7. And it's all about just making your voice heard. It's good to talk and get the message out there, yet we also have to be doers. We have to step up and do something. It's you stand for something where you fall for it all. We can talk about it all day and make ourselves conscious, but what good is the information just surfacing around with us? We have to get out there and do it. And once you do it, people will follow. So it's all about being conscious and doing something with that consciousness. It'll do us no good if we just keep it to ourselves.
Yeah, you know, and again, it's one of the things where I've been saying it for a long time, and I know many others. Some of you who do not believe in the protocol today, that's fine. But those of you who do, who say we need to do something, and you feel that you are in your rights to do it, call these people.
Yes.
I do not see why it is so hard to pick up a phone when you know y'all pick up the phone even to talk about all kinds of stuff all day long. Can't just say, let me find out what the hell they doing to my food so I can figure out if I should be able to, you know, join on to this or put a little bit of energy into this to help yourself be able to be not poisoned without you knowing. I can't put it no better.
They passed this bill in other states, and that's because the people are getting up and they're going out and they're calling their representatives. So it's been passed in different states that the GMOs have to be labeled, yet, you know, here in Florida, it's just not, it hasn't been a big enough following for them to really listen to us, so the bill will be tabled. Mm-hmm. They'll set it to the side unless it's enough people that's calling in and, quote, unquote, bugging them and letting them know that there are people out here who care about the labeling and things of that nature. When I was in Tallahassee speaking to a state representative, very personable lady, and she wants to get the bill passed, yet you have to have people that are going to step up and really make their voice heard. We can talk about it all day, yet if you don't talk to the right people, then, you know.
That's right. That's right. And that's where we at, y'all. See, that's what now it says, you know, those of you who are into the Masonic Bible, it says faith without works is dead. You know, even in the midst of what we're saying, food affects every one of us, regardless if we are spiritual or not. Regardless if I'm free public or private, food is affected. You can be all public, all private you want, and you best believe you ain't growing no food. Something is coming to you from somewhere. That means you need to be very much aware of where your food comes from. Like she say, we can call the people. I called the lady. That was killing me. We called the people, and she told me herself, she said, ain't enough grassroots people. I said, this, and I know y'all heard about this bill. So these are the things that I like to have people, when we have these shows, that's a solution the sister just gave. And this goes for Jamaicans who, you know, healthy as hell, eating all kind of tofu, stretching into yoga, your food still affected. Period. Period. Ain't got nothing to do with nothing else. Because you don't have a farm. And if you do have a farm, we applaud every one of y'all who are able to grow your food. Keep that going. Don't stop. Let that be your regimen for life, because that is an art that is gone in many of our communities, is growing food. And this sister also is connected. And all you who don't know, we are in a very good farming area here in Florida. I can't speak for everybody else, but down here, a whole bunch of your oranges, all kind of stuff is grown in some parts of Florida. But, of course, exploitation, always of people. We got the workers coming from these countries, particularly from Haiti, are being treated like dirt. Like dirt. And guess what? Ain't no real outcry. Ain't no real outcry. These are things that sometimes when you say to yourself, what can we do? These are real simple solutions. You know, it takes nothing, everybody. I'm giving the most easy solution in the world. Many of you got $100 phones all on your ear. You're on Facebook all day long. You can't email people to different senators. Boom, let me boom, boom. You can't do that while you I mean, because many of you know, in reality, you're on the phone a long time. Some people live on Facebook. This sister campaign should be all over Florida right now being talked about. TV, in front of the school board. I told some people who were talking about doing education. I was down here in Florida saying they know the event. And I was like, you know, we got a sister really doing it. I'm waiting to see if she gets a call, if y'all listen. See, that's connection.
Excuse me, can you, Jordan, could you ask her if she can repeat again what we're calling for? Because it was kind of breaking up. Can she tell us again?
Well, okay. It is the number to reach State Representative, Florida State Representative Ray Winkle Vasalinda, and she heads up House Bill 1. And House Bill 1 is so that the labeling of GMOs, which are genetically modified organisms, the things that we talk about on the Dry Bones Show, you know, very often, I think it was talked about tonight, so we can actually be educated on what's in our food, so we can have that choice to rather pick up that can of corn and know if it has genetically modified organisms, to know if, you know, it's a bacteria that's been grown in a laboratory and been mixed with and germinated with other things. So it's to get these labels on these cans so we can have that or not, because it is genetically modified. You know, it's just all about knowing
and
that
right.
Half of that.
I like to add Dry Bones.
Go ahead. Yeah,
I feel as if it has to be a multi-pronged approach. Like in the grassroots area, the small communities, I think there should be a scaling done. Those in the social science type of format, we understand what scaling means. It's more of like a surveying of the areas where you're going to be asking people to want to participate or inform them on how to approach a subject of this intense magnitude. And they not know, most of our communities, again, are negligent to their alderman activities. But if a scaling is done in the community and you find out how many young males are eligible to vote who are probably just not doing anything, and young females within the minority communities, if we have those type of scaling research data done, you could know where and how to attack this type of subject. And the scaling is finding services or companies or whatever that does those services where they just go into the community and survey and find out, you know, what's the voting block, the age, are they registered or not. And you can pretty much add that to the multi-pronged approach to try to deal with this matter, because the way we spread it out, it's a big task just to make a phone call, but and feeling that you're probably the only person making that call. But if you're part of a well-organized effort that is clearly defined, you can probably get those individuals.
Well, she told me, her office told me that there are some patches of people throughout the state that are, let's just say middle, upper Florida is more progressively doing things than lower Miami and Fort Lauderdale area,
yeah,
as far as getting involved into that type of But the problem is that
remember,
down here, yeah, we need to get more.
I remember when I was last in Miami.
Go ahead.
Oh, I can remember, like, I was in Miami maybe about three months ago, I think, before this marijuana thing passed. You had people out standing outside of a Walmart, clearly not from the area, but asking questions or pushing the agenda or whatever. And it kind of struck me as odd, but I could tell the individual that came across me, I could tell she wasn't from the area, but she was pretty much hired to maybe perform such a task of scaling to kind of get a feel. We got to pretty much have to approach it that way as well. There's a technical aspect of trying to gather the votes, gather the interests, and information to kind of help support such an agenda. I mean, I think the cause is worthy, but we have to really must take the technical approach as well, because it's a multi-pronged approach that has to be.
Let me say this, though. There's other states that have done it. All we got to do is call those other states, get an idea of what those states did. She said basically call her, sign up. They got a sign-up thing that you sign up on, because that shows numbers. Numbers is all they need. All you need is numbers. Of course,
that's
y'all
right.
Know that. Sign up. And then secondly, basically you got the internet, emails, Facebook. That's how Obama got in, really. No one knew who Obama even was. Nobody knew the cat. That's a strategy that everybody should look at. No one even knew who he was. All of a sudden he became president. Besides all the money that went behind him. But they use a lot of email, a lot of phone calling, a lot of that. Now, I'm just saying for this particular task of food, because that's something that we all have to eat, we should all kind of be more pro-involved with that, because of the fact that, you know, these are the things that we're going to be crying about when Monsanto take over everything. And then instead of, you know, getting involved before Monsanto get here, because it's definitely coming, because they are head of the EPA. He made them CEO of the FDA Food Administrative Program. So they already in bed with Monsanto. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to ask a question, but you go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm finished. Go. Help me, please.
Okay, now don't jump on me before I get my question out, because I'm confused.
Okay.
And my confusion is this. It took one woman to get prayer out of the schools. And in my opinion, the information that the woman gave you is probably because she's taking money from lobbyists, the corporations, is making the damn GMO food. See, they play games with us, okay? And see, they tell us how to play the game when they're the game players. And I don't understand how it is we want to spend all this energy on getting labels on the food and when we should be raising hell to make them stop poisoning the damn food, period.
Well,
that's what they did in Canada. That's what they did in Canada. They halted their license. They can't even get the license to bring their seeds. So, I'm with you on that one. They don't even come in your state with that crap.
In Europe, too, did you know they just now turned away apples from America? The EU will not allow apples from America because they said it was too toxic.
Hold on. You're saying the EU. EU is a governmental body, so obviously they did.
Jabrones, the EU is not an elected governmental body. The EU is not elected. They took over all the sovereign nations of Europe. That's a whole different story.
They look like a government, and they're acting as one.
I'm telling you is, okay, I'm sorry.
No, I said they're acting like a government, but in the same token, yeah, you're right. You're right.
The reason I brought the EU up was about the fact of the toxic apples from the United States are not being accepted into Europe. That was the point.
Yeah. Correct.
Hello, can you
hear me? They're making bananas. They said bananas is about to start coming GMO in the States also. But I'll definitely support, support Irene. I'll call the phone number and tell my friends about it because a lot of people don't even know when they buy their tomatoes, when they see hybrid tomatoes. A lot of them don't even know that that's not real tomatoes, and they're just buying the food.
Well,
when people go out and shop, and you see hybrids, don't buy that stuff either.
Well, you know, here's the way I found out that it worked. There's stickers on the food, on fruit. I found this out, boy, it was amazing. When Dr. Oz got grilled, he started telling everything. He said that do not buy apples or any of the fruits that have four-digit sticker numbers. He says the one that has up to six numbers, which usually starts with a six or nine and add up to six numbers, six whole numbers are with it. Those are the foods that have not been sprayed or modified. And that's by the sticker.
Well,
so
Bones, what about the corporations that are doing the GMO? How come they're not being attacked? Instead of going around calling these representatives that aren't our representatives, who pretend like they're our representatives.
I can only answer it. I can't answer that because so many people ain't being attacked. We should be attacking a lot of people, but unfortunately,
that's where the information comes in. I mean, the information would have to really, really be channeled, and again, targeted to a specific group by scaling those particular areas, so you can get those people stimulated about these issues. That's the mark that's being missed right now. It's pretty wide open right now, and it's not gaining interest because it's not broadened, and it has to be broadened, unfortunately. And to broaden it, we have to approach a specific.
That's what you're talking about. That's been going on for a long time. And then the NAACP, when they go to these different areas and ask people what they vote for.
Exactly. So we're not reinventing a wheel. It's just that we got to pretty much take that wheel. And make it work for us.
Yeah. Now, you said something earlier, sister. You said there are people who win. All we're saying is there are people who have stopped some of these attacks on their food, and it behooves us that if they were able to do it, we should be able to as well. Just like people going to court and some of them win. I mean, there are going to be some victories. Of course, there's going to be some little bit. You know, it's going now. It's coming down to it's worth the try in anything. It's best to do something than to do nothing at this point in time, y'all. Because something
this
being
is
done.
What I say.
Because
we
if
have
you,
to
yeah,
do
I mean,
something.
Cause, yeah, if you got to do something, I mean, if you're going to sit back. I mean, I could sit back and kick some deep, even more deeper knowledge, but I'm not going to sit back and say, hey, they ain't going to affect my food because I have no power over these food. Even if I was to grow some of it, I have to be worrying about how much I'm getting to be self-sufficient because everybody can't grow in their backyard as well. And this has become done to us because we never pay attention to what was being passed. That's why I say woe unto these lawyers. For their tongue has been used as secret wizards of language. And they have created, and I can't tell anybody more plainer, those who created language, do you ever think they're going to let you get on top of them with that language? That's why I say it's best we try to learn as much as we can, because they wrote this thing so stupid that it is even very hard for people to understand to this very point. And again, if we're going to play in the game, at least those of us who are going to play in the game and be in there in the trenches, it behooves us. We'll know those who are fake. There's a lot of them that we see fake. We should be able to have a conference on that. A conference on all these
You
never did let me make you miss
level.
A point.
You have to get involved because if you understand that Syngenta, who is the company that produces over 90% of the seeds that we grow our foods with all over the world, this is one of the largest agro grower, a producer of seeds. And although they place a bacteria or pesticide, excuse me, in their seeds called atrazine, and that's something that's killing us as well. And they produce 90% of the seeds. It's just all about taking a nip out of what's being done to us. We can't change the world. We can only nip at it in order to make a dent so we can help ourselves along the way. I mean, I understand exactly where everyone is coming from. Everyone has a piece of the solution. Yet if you don't do anything, what is that going to help?
What is the status of black farmers on this matter? Last I read about them, they were waiting for a check. Excuse my tone. And where is their voice? Where can we appeal to some voice that can say, hey, we have a constituency that's asking questions. We like to know what's going on as well. I mean, what is the status of the black farmers? What are they saying?
Black farmers is they're getting chemtrails like everybody else, and even if they do grow some food, it's still going to be affected by what you're talking about. And see, I wasn't suggesting that we shouldn't do anything. I was questioning why we should trust the very representatives that are taking money from the corporations to keep – they're the middlemen. They're the ones that keep us running around in circles trying to figure out what to do. That's all I was trying to ask. Why should we trust the representatives? You know, they're the ones taking money from the lobbyists.
Like I told Wesley last time, and I'll tell you the same. Tell us what would you do? Because you got to say we gave you the, hey, you the solution right now.
Not,
what would you do?
Oh, what you do?
I'm asking a question.
Asking a question. I'm not criticizing anyone. I'm just trying to read.
Question.
Do you disagree with me that the representatives are the ones that are taking money from the lobbyists? Do you disagree with me?
No, I think that's a valid point.
Everybody, let me just say this. If we went on everybody who took something from somebody, we all be in trouble. So let's not even bring that into if that lady's able to pull off this particular stunt to help us out, I'm happy. If she's able to pull that off. Now, I can't go along with whatever else she did, because that's probably her big hurrah anyway would be that GMO bill being passed. That's probably the only thing she'll have.
Dry Bones, I wasn't making it personal about that lady.
I know you wasn't making it personal. I'm just making it clear to everybody.
You ain't hearing me.
It's not about personal. It's not being personal. I'm just saying that lady, but obviously you're saying that she's possibly have done it. But I'm saying if she did do it.
Making it personal about that particular lady. I'm talking about the representatives, the ones that are taking money. That could go for her too.
So I'm adding it in there. You're not adding it in there.
Well,
I'm
that's the culture.
That's why you're
adding stuff in. I'll never get to make the whole point.
Don't say the politics.
Strategy. I'm trying to do strategy. That's all. I'm just trying to ask a question about strategy.
This is why I'm running for school board. This is why I am stepping up into the place of trying to get into politics. We'll keep running this same rat race and going in the circle about the representatives taking money from this, that, other source, or whatever, unless we get our own people into these political offices that we who has the same mind frame as we do. So
that's why I'm running for office. This is why I'm reaching out to my people on this call and letting you guys know that
Hold on,
basically, she's running. She's been on the show plenty of times, but this is not new to anybody, especially if you've been listening to us for the past few months. She's been running. We've been told for years, we got to take over. We got to be the ones to take the chance. When the time comes, it's time now. Period. Now, I can't speak for everybody, but I intend to support people who are actually going to make some little bit of difference out here, because unfortunately, we got people who are not. And so they should be – that's like the Tea Party. I think the Tea Party is smart. They don't – even if they're not in our interest, they're in their interest. And they're taking those who are not in their interest out. Now, you tell me what's wrong with that. Somebody tell me what's wrong with that.
Nothing.
I,
and that
I
was
love
my
the Tea Party.
That was my point.
That's what we're all on point because that's all we've been saying. So everybody's on point. I'm wonderful.
Yeah,
I think that's what we said. I think that's what we need to do. And I don't care.
And that's what they're doing. They're focusing on the individual county, city, governmental races, and they'll go in again, do the surveying,
right,
and get their agenda across. And that's, we can do the same thing. And again, it goes back to what I was saying as far as scaling the communities. Like the young lady that's running for office. Being that we start in the think tank, I see we can throw our support behind her and see where we can help. That's the agenda, and I think that's something we can discuss off air, of course. Brother Dry Bones, you don't want to discuss your strategy online.
We don't know.
Well, what
lady,
they're doing is they're cleaning house from the ground up. That's what they're doing, the Tea Party.
Well, I love it. I think that's the smartest thing to do because we can't have the old heads sitting there who we know have been taking lobbyist money. There's plenty of them who have done it. And unfortunately, I only know one community that pretty much gives a little bit of it back, and that's time down here in South Florida. But nonetheless, it's stealing one-on-one all the way through. But again, we ask y'all for solutions. Y'all coming up with, this is what we're talking about. This is what got to happen, y'all. On shows, even shows that everybody don't agree with, you still should be able to ask them people questions and get an honest answer. That's why, to me, if you're going to be on these talk shows that help to have some science, some knowledge behind them, then we should be able to ask questions and even challenge the situation. But facts, at the end of the day, must prevail. The fact of the matter is we can do this. I believe we can. I believe we can. I believe there's, like any other war, there's going to be tragedy. There's going to be a lot of casualties. So, you just might have to understand that. That's how war is played. Unfortunately, we don't know what's behold for none of us on this radio. Let's just say we hope to see what we all been talking about. I hope this sister here and her day is coming up. She's in August the 26th, I believe. It's her day. I think we are to rally behind young sisters. I hope the other group, Movement for Change, will contact Movement Change. These are progressive sisters trying to do something here and connect. We got one thing that brother said, I'm going to have to get him back on here if he's on here. He mentioned about us infighting groups, and that has been a big problem. One day I'm going to do a history on island people and USA people. And we got to figure that out right there. That sister said something last week, Sister Latina Negras. It's definitely a problem there. Sister was called names because she spoke a little Spanish, and she was in South Carolina, and they just was acting a fool on top of her. Now, this is going on, and until this is fixed, that brother said something else I want y'all to listen. He said, we never had any type of retribution toward those blacks who did us wrong. Now, I did a lot of research on that, too, and I noticed that people are going to be celebrating Toussaint Overture. Toussaint Overture also did not do what he was supposed to do as well. See, we're giving accolades where accolades need to be analyzed. Dr. King. Accolades where accolades need to be analyzed. All these other leaders are accolades that need to be analyzed to be. Look at Nelson Mandela. Accolades that need to be analyzed. Does these people deserve accolades if they are put in place for treacherous means that took us into a burning house, like Dr. King said? He said, I took my people. He already admitted, I took my people into the burning house. And that's what happened. We have been collapsed with a Federal Reserve entourage of nothing but police brutality, unrighteous laws, Federal Reserve. All this has been placed on us I was born in it. And look at me. I'm born in it. You born in it. We didn't create this, but it has come upon us. And it's time for us to recognize it or let us at least take some action, because without action, like the man say, you dead. Your body's dead when you don't act. That's why the dry bones, that prophecy said, and it's allegory, it said, I'm going to blow life into them. Life is knowledge. I am going to put skin on them. That means a new restoration. I'm going to put blood, that is the whole thing. Blood is going to be first, sinew, muscle, everything onto this new living vessel. And the key is to say, I'm going to blow from the four winds, north, east, south, west, the cardinal points. And that means revolution, 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 revolution will create a change. It's already in the West. When I say the West, I mean in Africa, West Africa, North Africa, South Africa. It's already in Europe, Northwest, South Europe, already in Asia. It's already in Russia about to start. Only one way have it yet is sitting right here in the true West is America. America has not had a revolution to change itself. And I don't mean by guns and bullets. I mean by the renewing of his mind. We have not had it. It is time for it. Let ye dry bones bring it on in. Next Wednesday, we hope to have, I hope, Jim Trafficant. We hope to have him here. We was hoping to have Dr. Booker T. Coleman. He did not respond to the call. And y'all, I want to make this clear. We asked him in front of a group of people at that event. And he did say, call him, which I did. He said he would try to respond fast, and that's what he told me. But we got no response. This is why I tell people, regardless what people do, we must still carry on. All right, everybody. I appreciate y'all joining me tonight. Wednesday, we should have something. If not, we're going to have each other and bring more people in. The conversation is open. We will have probably one of the best, if this gentleman comes, we'll have one of the best. This is a true patriot to what is being going on. He told it like it is. America is bankrupt. Yes, it is. But guess what? We ain't going to be the bounty. Good night. I'm like, that's good.